Howdy, folks. You know, when you see a husband and wife walking down the street, the one that walks a little ahead is the one that's mad. This is Pat Buttram inviting you for delicious double mint chewing gum to join us for just entertainment.
Everywhere you go, sunshine follows you.
Yes, sir, this is just entertainment, and I guess you've been reading about that vaccine for the common cold that they're working on. This vaccine, though, it works on only one virus, which causes about 30% of the colds, they say. Personally, I'm wondering if the common cold was completely wiped out, wouldn't that sort of wreck some people's morale, maybe? Here's what I mean. You know, some people, they're so shy and inconspicuous. Well, the only way they attract attention is when they let loose with a good rip, snorting, sneeze. And I don't know if we should take that away from them. Another thing, if we get rid of our common coughers, well, our plays and our concerts, they'd never be the same. No, if there isn't a well-timed cough, you know, a real hacking cough, just when an important line is spoken or when the symphony reaches a certain tranquil plateau, you know, well, it just wouldn't sound authentic. Progress is a fine thing, but, well, we've got certain treasured miseries and irritations that we just got to fight for. Like, I'll fight for the right to dislike hard work myself. I don't have to like it even if I got to do it. And if I got to do it, I'll make it as easy and pleasant as I can, see? Well, chewing delicious double mint gum offsets a lot of the grief. You see, something good to chew on is a big help when you have to concentrate. You sink your teeth into smooth double mint and just let the lively chewing keep pace with your work. That kind of makes things easier and helps you get over the rough spots faster. But I ought to get your mind off of hard work here, because I want you to sit back and relax while you listen to Paula Richards singing.
You're my everything underneath the sun. You're my everything, rolled up into one. You're my only dream, my only real reality. You're my idea of a perfect personality. You're my everything, everything I need. You're the song I sing and the book I read. You're a way beyond belief, and just to make it breathe, you're my winter, summer, spring, my everything.
Well, that was real pretty, wasn't it? We've got news as well as music around here. I understand the familiar type Pullman car is on its way out. You know, the kind that has just upper and lower berths. The sleeping car of the future, they say, will be made up entirely of bedrooms. A change like that, you know, that'll sure ruin all the Pullman car jokes. You know, like the fella that had such a job getting into one of those little hammocks alongside the berth and all. know. I guess the upper berth is about the last remaining American institution that demands a lot of ruggedness, you know. Yeah, when I'm on a train overnight, though, I do most of my sleeping on a regular chair car. They douse the lights pretty low, and you sleep fine till the conductor and his assistant come through every 20 minutes flashing a light in your face. Yeah, it seems there's a little man who wants off at Buzzard's Creek, and they have to wake everybody up on the train to locate him. And meanwhile, this man he's excited about going to Buzzard's Creek that he couldn't sleep. He's been sitting up there in the smoker, jabbering away, keeping the porter awake. No wonder they couldn't find him. One thing about sitting up in the chair car, though, you meet some real interested people. When I find a person that looks like a good conversationalist, I usually break the ice by offering her a stick of double mint. Well, now, it's not that I have any personal interest in the young lady. I just like to share a good thing like double mint, see? I know double mint gum will keep all the friends it makes by pleasing them every time, you know, with the delicious flavor and smooth, satisfying chewing. I hope you'll sort of strike up a friendship with double mint real soon. Now, the Jack Halloran Quartet boys, they're going to favor us with one of their fine spirituals.
Way over Jordan, Lord, to ring those charming bells.
Ding, dong, dong,
ding, dong, ding, ding.
Mary and Martha's just gone long. Mary and Martha's just gone long. Mary and Martha's just gone long to ring those charming bells. Crying free grace and dying love. Free grace and dying love. Free grace and dying love to ring those charming bells.
Ding dong,
away over Jordan, Lord. Way over Jordan, Lord. Way over Jordan, Lord, to ring those charming bells. Well, now the preacher and the elders just gone long. The preacher and the elders just gone long. The preacher and the elders just gone long to ring those charming bells. Crying free grace and dying love. Free grace and dying love. Free grace and dying love. To ring those charming bells,
ding dong, ding.
Way over Jordan, Lord. Way over Jordan, Lord. Way over Jordan, Lord. To ring those charming
ding dong,
ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong, ding dong.
Well, a song like that makes you feel good, doesn't it? I was reading in the Chicago Daily News that one of these marriage counselors, he says when a couple gets into an argument, they ought to use the technique of the courtroom. Down home, we had a couple tried that plan. They didn't know it, but they had a jury, too, the neighbors. And according to the neighbors, they'd hear such statements as, may it please the court, what do you think I'm made of, money? And then things would get kind of hot, and about all he ever heard after that was a woman's voice saying, objection overruled. According to the neighbors, most of the arguments ended in a hung jury. Well, I don't know why I'm jabbering away here about juries when it's time for the Buttram bonus. Look forward to the Friday Buttram bonus time like a youngster looks forward to his next stick of double mint gum. Because this is a day when I sing a song. Now, a lot of folks ask me what I sing, you know, meaning bass or tenor or what. And Jack Halloran, he says I don't sing either bass or tenor. But I guess you got to expect a little jealousy in any field. You know. There was a time when I sang soprano. That is when I was about 8 years old. I was too young to know what I was doing then, though. Today, I just rear back and sing. I don't know if it comes out tenor, well, all right. If it comes out bass, well, bass is good, too. I feel that folks appreciate a little variety, and that's just what you're about to get. All right, here we go. I'm never too busy to say hello.
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 I'm never too busy to say hello to people I don't even know. I'm never too busy to say good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
I'm never too busy to say good day. I make lots of friends that way. The world is the busiest place with hustle and bustle, tussle and strife. The world sets the dizziest pace, but I have the time of my life. No matter how busy I am,
I am,
I know,
I know,
I know. I'm never too busy to say hello,
hello, hello, hello.
The butcher
is busy,
and the baker
is busy,
and even the candlestick maker is busy. Whenever you call up a blonde who is busy, you'll find her lines busy too.
Oh yeah?
The banker
is busy,
the broker
is busy.
They never have time for their wives who are busy. Down at the Astor, all playing canaster. Don't laugh, it could happen to you.
It could.
I'm never too busy to say hello.
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 I'm never too busy to say hello to people I don't even know. I'm never too busy to say good day.
Good day.
Good day.
Good day.
I'm never too busy to say good day. I make lots of friends that way. The world is the busiest place with hustle and bustle and tussle and strife. The world sets the dizziest pace, but I have the time of my life. No matter how busy
I am,
I know,
I know,
I know. I'm never too busy to say hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
I always say, hello, have a stick of double mint, pal.
Never too busy to say hello, 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 hello.
Well, that hangs the last ham in the smokehouse for this week, okay? I wouldn't want to leave you, though, without reminding you that with the weekend coming up, you ought to check your supply of double mint gum. You know, make sure there's always plenty of delicious double mint handy in your home for everybody to enjoy, will you? Your nearby double mint dealer can keep you supplied. Buy some today, huh? Well, till next Monday, this is Pat Buttram reminding you that you shouldn't ever forget a friend, especially if he owes you money. Goodbye now. We'll see you Monday.
This is the CBS Radio Network. Thank you.